leading. And if you consider the problem is that in an unselected population, you have a tumor heterogeneity, and we now know that we lump together patients with HER2-positive disease, with triple-negative disease, and estrogen or progesterone receptor-positive disease. And the contribution of each of these categories to the subset of pathological complete response that corresponds to only 20% or thereabouts is completely different. You have a majority of patients with triple-negative who contributed to the PCR, very few with estrogen or progesterone receptor status positive, and a reasonable number with HER2-positive disease. However, when you consider the disease-free survival benefit, you see that the largest share is for patients with estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor positive, and very little with triple-negative disease. So predictors of PCR are not equivalent to prediction of disease-free survival in patients unselected for tumor characteristics. The point is whether this applies also to less heterogeneous tumors. And if you consider the case of HER2,